the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Michael, who is Michael is the person that answers the phone when you call and you want to have a discussion with him. I always love it when people call. They want to talk to the host. Okay, so
they
the host
love him,
isn't going. Yeah, so yeah, right. Well, Michael Fortier has been answering the phone and doing a lot of other good things for a number of years here, and continues being our important pal. And so when I ask him to do something, Jennifer, he's always jolly on the spot. For example, when I say push the China,
Mr. Jolly,
I push the China button. Yeah,
and then he laughs about it.
Is. All right, big news from China. Other than they only come up to your knees. So let's think about this for just a second. You know how 10, 12, 14 years ago, Roberta, you might be closer to this than the rest of us, and I'm only saying that not to be facetious, but I'm remembering back to when my former wife, Toni, was working as a lawyer. She worked for a firm that specialized in Americans adopting Chinese babies.
Right.
And we Americans were doing a lot of that, and still that's been the case. I have some friends in Ohio who have adopted Chinese babies. It seems to have been something that worked well for lots of different reasons. Guess what's going on now? This is so unbelievable.
The Chinese are adopting our babies?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no. Are you
yes. I am not kidding. Americans
what's
are
next?
Going to China to adopt babies. That's been going on for years. Now there's a new twist. Chinese couples are coming here to adopt babies and to find also surrogate mothers. China does not permit surrogate parenting. Their rising affluence has given a lot of couples the option of coming to our country, going to surrogacy clinics, and when they're here, they find out, well, there's a lot of American babies that need to be adopted. Instead of going through the surrogate route, let's just adopt. So how crazy is that?
Now, are they adopting, you know, babies born from Oriental families, or are they adopting, you know, African-American babies, Caucasian babies?
Here's what this
say?
I think it's a little of all of the above.
Bit of everything.
California is the largest, and it makes sense because it's got the largest Chinese-American communities. And it also has courts that kind of aren't that fussy about these sorts of things. So here's the story first of Jerry Zhu and his wife Grace Sun, who came from Beijing with $60,000. They're going to spend that money to hire a surrogate mother. I've already talked to a number of people in Los Angeles. They're going to get... Now, I guess I need to understand how this works. The egg from the mother is placed in the surrogate mother. Is that correct? Is it when it goes into the surrogate mother, is it already fertilized, or does it have to be fertilized?
I think
fertilized?
It's already
fertilized. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
a fertilized
it's just the
egg.
The mom
it's already viable.
Carrier.
Why does the mom not want to carry? Is there a
sometimes
usual...
Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can't carry the baby if you have problems with your uterus or if you have other female issues.
Okay.
And other times, I mean, people like celebrities that don't want to, that use surrogates because they don't want to ruin their body.
Yeah, remember I told you about Chris Maloney's wife, who was my neighbor for a few years at one of the houses I had here in Santa Monica, or not here because I'm in New York today, but in Santa Monica, and his wife, he's the guy that was in Law & Order SVU, his wife didn't want to have stretch marks, so they found a surrogate to have their children. But it was, the egg and the sperm already are ready to go. So there's that going on with the Chinese coming over here. But also, the Chinese, when they come over here, are finding a number of American babies that are up for adoption. As a matter of fact, with regard to the shooting in Ohio, if you start nosing around there, and I bet here in New York, Roberta, the same thing might happen, you'd look around and you'd find that a number of white babies have been taken from their parents because they're either addicted to drugs or they aren't taking care of the baby for whatever the reason. And those children could put up for adoption. I would have thought that there were plenty of parents to adopt babies, but because of the economy here, there are not as many people adopting children because they don't want to take care of them, obviously. They don't want to spend the money. So, I mean, how weird is this?
The government is involved, and it makes it a really long, drawn-out process, too.
Our government.
Our government.
Of course.
Correct.
They screw up everything. Right. So why wouldn't they screw up this? So now it's easier for Chinese parents to adopt American babies than it is for Americans to adopt American babies. I don't even know. Wow. I'm almost speechless when I look at these things and understand how crazy things have become in this country. The Chinese are coming here to adopt babies. We go over there and adopt their babies. Wait a minute. Where is this? Is there some place like Hawaii where we can kind of, we can maybe pass off things and write? Not that I'm suggesting it's wrong. It just seems crazy to me. It seems
Seems crazy that you have to travel 17 hours when you could adopt someone in your community. But,
All right, anyway. By the way, Roberta, nice to hear from you. This is the craziest.
The weirdest thing ever today.
I'm weird. I'm using a piece of equipment that is on a different floor. So Roberta is in one part of her facility. I'm in another part of her facility using a different piece of equipment.
Thank goodness.
Now, are you guys going to meet, like have a lustful meeting on the staircase or something?
No, probably not. I'm having a
break. I think she's a snob. She just stuck you there because it's like down in the basement. Doug, you can use the basement.
I know. Well, she's up in the penthouse.
Right.
Yeah. Very cute. All right, so...
I didn't want him to wake me up early in the morning. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Of course not.
The sound of Roberta's voice yesterday when Doug told her what time he was.
I know.
You're going to be here when?
You're out of your mind.
I was up at 3 o'clock this morning, and I was over here at, about 3:45, ready to go. Here we are, rare and to go. 14 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Rich and Jennifer and Roberta. By the way, Roberta, what do we have for deals at the Queen of Cheap Box today?
Ooh, we got all sorts of wonderful deals at the Queen of Cheap today. We have $10 gift card for free from the Tanger outlets. We have free milk, free Green Mountain apple cider, Bath and Body Works, all sorts of cool stuff.
You know, this is interesting. I said to Jennifer off the air, I can hear Roberta better through the floor than I can hear on my head.
Really weird, like I said.
All right, so Jen. We have some babies, Paula Deen news. What else about television?
Yeah, Paula Deen's lost some weight. We'll tell you about that. Plus, we have to talk about the Dancing with the Stars pass. That was the big news yesterday. We'll fill you in.
14 past the hour. It's time for you to shape up your finances. And this is the last week to win that brand new laptop computer from the folks at TurboTax. TurboTax is the premier preparation company. The software they have that they will install on this new laptop for you is second to none. Or you can win some runner-up prizes as well. A lot of home office supplies, desk organizers, that kind of stuff. TurboTax, the name to remember. Go to DougSteffen.com, look for the TurboTax logo, click onto that, enter to win that brand-new laptop and other prizes as well. The deadline for your entry is March 4th. And being as tomorrow is March 1st, you don't have to do a lot of heavy lifting to figure out you better get it done soon. So do it now while you're thinking about it. Go to DougSteffen.com, click on the TurboTax box, enter the contest, win the prize. If you want to enter and get all the official rules, the only place you can go is to DougSteffen.com. You got to go there. No purchase is needed, and it is void where prohibited.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Okay, ready for our... I'm trying to categorize this quickie quiz. It's close enough to 20 past. I can lay this on your head. This, I guess, we would consider to be a food quiz question. Roberta and Jennifer, I want you to tell me the insect that is known as the shrimp of the land. This is for the audience, not for the co-host. What insect is considered... shrimp of the land. All right, you know what shrimp are, the bottom feeders.
Ron Paul.
can I guess?
No.
Just teasing.
You may not guess. 800, this is for the audience.
Danny DeVito.
A swell prize. 800-510-8255. What insect is known as the shrimp of the land? And is becoming a delicacy, actually. 800-510-8255. Went to a restaurant in New York last night, and I saw this, and I thought, good God, what are we coming to? But it's New York.
On the menu? It was on the menu?
Yeah. What insect?
What kind of restaurant were you in? Give us a clue.
I was in a little Asian restaurant.
Yeah. Right. Some funny stuff on your plate there.
Right. What insect is known as the shrimp of the land? 800-510-8255. Also, for anybody whose birthday is today, February the 29th, special Doug Stephan birthday present for you. If you call, identify yourself, obviously, as having a birthday today, we'll give you special consideration. 800-510-8255. Yesterday on Facebook, Jennifer, we asked people to react to the plight of Vernon Hershberger, who's the farmer in Baraboo, Wisconsin, who may, after he goes to trial tomorrow, no, Friday, the 2nd, he may go to jail because he has been selling his food and milk to people without supposedly having the right licenses. Interesting thing is this guy's been doing this for 14 years, and they're just now coming around to chasing him around. A lot of things at stake here, so I wonder what the reaction was when people first hear this story. This guy is charged with 4 criminal misdemeanors, could pay a fine of $10,000, end up in jail for 3 years for selling food to paid members of his private buying club, known as the CSA, which is legal all around the country everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The whole story's up at our Facebook.com.
Right.
Exactly. Yep. Yvonne commented on it and said, this is just disgraceful. With our food supplies being contaminated daily, the feds have nothing better to do than pick on a little farmer helping his neighbors. William said, blah, 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 blank the feds, if you get me correct.
Yeah.
Amy said, we are preached at daily about eating healthy. Waste for processed food. Yeah. Yet the unhealthy, unprocessed options are a crime. Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Right. That's it. That's a very good point. Processed foods, which will kill you, they are the people who are behind all of this, pushing the FDA, because big companies push the FDA and USDA around, and so you get it back 21 after the hour.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a Working with Wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Romney, who was maybe a little bit concerned, although they didn't play it that way, about Michigan, since he grew up in Michigan. His father was the governor of Michigan, and only kept hearing for 3-4 weeks that there was a good chance he was going to lose Michigan to Rick Santorum. He talked about the fact that he might have stumbled on a couple of things.
A candidate sometimes makes some mistakes, and so I'm trying to do better and work harder and make sure that we get our message across.
No, you must be perfect. You cannot trip over anything that you say. I don't think it's that. I think it's all the things that we were saying before, and talking about energy and talking about why not? Why isn't this happening? And you just heard from the last caller, Mark. He says, listen, I've listened to
out of old
listening
plastic
to what people
or new
are saying.
Plastic.
And I say that. It's about the buzz in the backyard.
Both.
What you're saying over
so
the
process,
what you're saying with your
let me just probe
buddies
for a second.
When you're out
how
having
does
a
the
beer
process
or two.
Work?
It's what you're saying when you're in the batting
new
cages.
New versus
what you're
the old. You get those
around
big,
the dinner table if you have a dinner table.
Bags
talk about
of
politics.
Chopped up plastic and just melt
so,
that and use it.
Because maybe you don't even want to talk about them because it's too nasty. People are just tired of this whole scene. So you feel the frustration. You see it in the burbs. But is it going to really translate when it comes to voting? And
new layer.
You know, maybe I'm seeing this wrong. Because listen, I agree. When you want to talk about ineffective, I think ineffective is the worst.
Could I use your bottles to put my raw milk in? Is that the kind of bottles you make?
Who's going
to
be effective?
Yes, we make those.
Who's going to drive the train in a different
direction? I don't like the guy I'm buying them from now. Can I come and buy them from you?
Honestly.
Sure can.
Unless there's a broker convention.
Do you sell them
to
other distributors, or do you sell directly to the consumer in your business?
Wouldn't it be great if there was a third party? What if there was that alternative?
Is it your business?
The real breath of fresh air. The real authentic deal.
Little guy.
The person
without you, though, they don't have the big guys have nothing. They don't have you.
I'll tell you what, you're a great spokesperson for him. You sound very confident. You know what you're talking about.
He knows what the process is. Yeah.
And we make the best bottles in the world.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you when I'm done with the conversation
they don't want to
here.
Run.
I'm have Michael get your
human,
name and address
made a
and your phone number.
In their
you
life,
don't mind.
And
I'm going to call you or have one of my people call because I'm
and
tired
that's why
of
they don't
dealing
run.
With the buy
and
bottles.
And that's a because I know there are
right.
better
yeah, exactly.
people
okay.
that
mission on that.
Get on the
right.
horse and truly
yeah.
make a difference.
You'll get a bonus point from your boss.
Take that horse off the merry-go-round and break away and go a little bit renegade.
What's known as shrimp of the land? What do you think it is?
Cockroach.
Why do you think it's a cockroach?
Because my wife won't eat shrimp because they remind her of all the little lakes on a cockroach.
That's pretty interesting.
Like
all right, hold on. That's not the answer. Hold
okay.
on just a second, though. Let me see if Herbie's got a better answer. Herbie's in El Paso. Herbie, if it's not a cockroach, what do you think it is?
I thought it was a cockroach.
You think it's a cockroach, too?
Oh.
Uh-huh. All right, because I don't want to spend all morning on this, let me just bring you around. This is something that is considered, I mean, there are a lot of jokes about this kind of stuff. And then there's the thrill factor from the fear factor. You got all these bugs. And the thing that's very interesting is that the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization is studying insects around the world because the food supply is getting either, A, too expensive for many of the poorer nations to grow. They can't grow beef and they can't grow pork and that kind of stuff. So they're looking at what they have that is indigenous. And there are more locusts on the planet than anything else. And they are very good at converting feed to protein. They're ugly to look at. I'm looking at a picture of one right now.
Yeah, they are.
Ugly. Ugly. But they are supposedly very good for you, and they can be cooked the same as shrimp. You can boil them. You can fry them. You can bake them. I had some shrimp last night. I had shrimp and wheat pasta. And so when I saw this, I thought to myself, what would it be like if we substituted the shrimp for a locust?
Ugh.
Ugh.
And so it was
lost
really on the menu. You
my
saw
appetite.
You know, it's funny.
Lost my appetite.
But what's the difference? I mean, look at a shrimp. It's
no,
really,
there isn't
it's
any
disgusting.
Difference. There's no difference.
I know.
It's just what we think is, okay, it's like we don't eat dogs, but a lot of these people in Asia eat dogs. That's what they do. They eat dogs.
Yeah. What's the difference? Yeah. The meat is the meat is the meat.
Yeah.
Whether it's the human meat, the cow meat, the dog meat, the rabbit meat, the
all right, so
meat.
Herbie, if locust or centipede or any insects on a menu, you're going to eat it?
Yes.
You
what's
are.
The weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Gooey duck.
What's that?
It looks like a. Let's see what it looks like. It's something from the sea, and it's you have to like a clam.
Really?
Big clam.
Oh, quahogs are that. And so are mussels. That kind of stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing what we think is acceptable to eat. All right, Herbie, hold on just a second. Noble.
Yeah.
How about what's the weirdest, Jennifer's question, a good one. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
on accident, I ate a bunch of Beatles once.
Like Paul McCartney or like the insects?
Yeah. No, we made spaghetti with the Boy Scouts, and as a joke, some of the boys put Beatles and flies in it.
Ew. The last day I'd be a Boy Scout leader.
We were the bad Boy Scouts. I'm a Scout leader, so.
That's pretty funny. That's cute. I give Noble a good prize, too, Richie. Thanks, Noble. Yeah. Nice to talk with you. Thanks for the info. You're going to get the info so I can find out about buying plastic bottles from him, Richie, too.
Yes.
21 before the hour. Roberta Fasanelli here now with our Queen of Cheap Deals for today. Pay close attention.
Queen of Cheap.
Save some money.
Diva of Tumsville. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Let's start with the Tanger Outlets. Boy, do I love outlet shopping. Because you get really great prices. Well, if you plan on shopping today, which is Leap Day, text Tanger to a number that you'll see on DougStefan.com, and you will get a free $10 gift card that you pick up at Shopper Services, and you can use it at any of the Tanger Outlet stores. So that's a really great deal. You just get 10 bucks for going there, but only for today. York Photo has a great deal, 40 free prints and 4 cent additional prints and free shipping over 10 bucks, and buy one, get two free posters and all sorts of stuff, and we have that all on DougStefan.com for you. Free milk. If you buy 3 breakfast items, Milk Mustache Campaign page on Facebook is giving away free milk. It's only available for the first 10,000 people daily until March 3rd. So every day they kind of renew it. So you have to be among the first 10,000 that goes there and signs up for it. K-Cups. You know those little plastic things that you make coffee out of? You
think in there today. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you can get free Green Mountain apple cider in K-Cups. So if you like hot apple cider, you can do that. You get a 12-pack completely free. The free Green Mountain apple
Not
cider?
The free. I actually paid for it at the holiday.
Paid
so
for
now
well,
I need free.
A free 12-pack of it there for you, Jen. And Bath & Body Works, we have a 20% off coupon. Now, when you combine that with the buy 3, get 2 free, that's good through March 4th, you can save an amazing amount of money. So you do the buy 3, get 2 free, and then apply the 20% coupon. So you can go and check out that at DougStefan.com. We also have a great deal going on at Vitacost. You sign up there, and they give you 10 bucks that you can spend on their website. They've got all sorts of essential household products, health and beauty aids, vitamin supplements, even natural organic foods. And if you spend $49, you get it all shipped to your door free. So go to Vitacost.com, start saving money, and save time, too. That's the best thing, too. Or
right.
Vitacost.com.
I want to quickly warn people. There are new, this is something, I think it's common sense, but maybe it isn't. As more and more people are using debit cards, there are very risky places. Again, some of it is common sense. ATMs, number one, worst place. I mean, where else, when you think about using a debit card, you go get money, you want to get cash, you go to the ATM machine. Most dangerous place to use, it's there, and you're going to use it, but you got to be smart about it.
Right.
Number one, most risky place to use or way to use your debit card. Number two on the list, Richie, gas stations.
Yep.
Gas stations, very, very dangerous place.
Always hit credit instead of debit.
Yeah, well, I mean, but how do you do that if you're using a debit card?
A debit card can always be used as credit.
Yeah, most debit can be used as credit.
Yeah.
Because they have the Visa. If they have the Visa or the MasterCard sign on there, you can use it as a credit.
Right.
You don't have to use it as a debit.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Welcome to the 2000s.
Right.
Really? I've been using my debit card because I didn't want to use credit cards.
No, always click credit. Yeah, I never click debit.
That's why you have that Visa card there. And the reason it's dangerous is because people will watch you punch in your PIN and then go use one of these cards that can steal the information that was just put in, a strip reader.
Yeah.
And all they need is your PIN to get that.
Yeah.
So always hit credit at the gas pump.
All right. So you can use it that way.
Or at the grocery store or wherever.
Yeah. Next place, and the second most dangerous way, is online. Place where consumers should never use a debit card. So, again, how do you...
My buddy calls me the other day, and he used his debit card online to buy something, and then one of the people tried to mess with his purchase, and he wanted to cancel his purchase and all this other stuff. I'm like, man, always use your credit card. Never use your debit card online. Never. Mm-hmm. If you want to pay cash, pay for it with a credit card, and then pay the credit card off.
All right. You know where I got this information?
Where?
From an online reference site run by Frank Abagnale. Do you remember who Frank Abagnale is?
Yes. He's the guy who was the subject of the movie that Tom Hanks played in.
Leo DiCaprio.
Abagnale. Yeah.
Yeah. He's the number one forger in modern history in our country. So a guy probably knows what he's talking about. be careful. 16 before the hour, Jennifer updates us on some of the things you watch on television tonight, plus some of the gossipy news about your favorite television stars, including who will be on Dancing with the Stars up next year.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Egypt's pyramids of Giza are one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. The only wonder of the ancient world to have survived nearly intact, the pyramids of Giza in Egypt embody antiquity and mystery. The funerary Great Pyramid of Cheops is the oldest and also the largest of the three. To see some of the relics and treasures found inside such royal tombs, spend a few hours in the Museum of Egyptian Antiquities, also known as the Egyptian Museum. Its overwhelming collection of unique artifacts has been drawing visitors from all over the world since 1858. My favorite? Some of the exquisite items unearthed in 1922 from the small tomb of the young Pharaoh Tutankhamun, also known as King Tut.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at Trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that? We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
Are you friends, sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
All right, have your say, Jennifer Horn, with the list, first of all, of those who will participate in the new season of Dancing with the Stars.
With the almost stars.
Yeah, right. That's what about
the kind of stars, yeah. Something like that.
Perhaps
all right,
stars.
Well, this season, kind of interesting cast. Now, I can't say I'm all riled up about it, but we've got Melrose Place star Jack Wagner, Melissa Gilbert, she was Laura Ingalls Wilder on Little House on the Prairie, Shepherd Shepherd from The View, Jaleel White, he was Steve Urkel, if you remember him, the biggest nerd on
Urkel.
TV.
Yeah. Urkel, that sounds like a nerdy.
He's going to win.
Really?
I'm rooting for him. Tennis star Martina Navratilova's on, TV host Maria Menounos, Motown Grammy Award winner Gladys Knight, opera singer Katherine Jenkins, Disney star Roshan Feagan, I hope I'm saying that right because I don't know who it is, NFL Super Bowl champ Donald Driver, singer-songwriter Gavin DeGraw, and telenovela actor William Levy. the premiere, if you're excited about all those guys, is March 19th at 8 p.m. on ABC.
Run by the Hot Chicks again.
Bella, what is that?
Maria Menounos will be the, yeah, I think Maria she's going to maybe win. And then Gladys Knight said she's doing it because the Pips didn't let her dance.
That's awesome.
So that'll be fun.
Telenovela Doug is the Spanish soap opera.
The Spanish soap opera.
Just come to my house any given night and you'll see one on the TV somewhere.
Yeah. Now, Lindsay Lohan is not in that cast, but she is going to be sitting with Matt Lauer tomorrow. They pre-taped an interview for the Today Show to promote her upcoming appearance on SNL. She apologized to Matt because she blew him off for an interview months ago and said that she was in denial and that the last time she talked, even she wasn't honest with him or herself. But she doesn't want people to be scared anymore. She's turning her life around and she wants to work.
She doesn't want people to be scared anymore.
To hire her.
Oh, give me a break.
And she did confirm that she has been cast as Elizabeth Taylor in a new Lifetime movie, Dick. She'll be doing SNL this weekend, and she says she's ready to go. So, you know,
she's
hopefully everybody likes a second chance. Yeah.
So is she really a good actress?
Yes.
I think she is a good actress.
I do, too. I think she is a good actress.
She must have something going for her because she does get good parts and seems to, you know, she seems to, I don't know if she's bad on the set, but she seems to come across, from what I read, as being a fairly credible actress versus, you know, some of these other trippers that are her age that are just, you know, they're just out to lunch and they're lousy
actors. No, I think she's a good actress. She's just her own worst enemy. She's got her demons. So if you want to see the full interview, it's tomorrow on the Today Show.
Well, you never see her anywhere without a cigarette in her mouth or her hand. It's always.
That is true.
But she was a Mouseketeer to start with, right?
No.
Oh.
She was just a child star in Disney movies. She was never a mouse.
51 after the hour.
Remember.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, who has all of her pets, and Jennifer Horn, who has the cat as a pet.
You little kitty.
Richie has a dog as a pet.
Yep.
I have my darling Charlotte as a pet. So here's the story. Well, I've got a couple of things. There's a good video, by the way, today at DougSteffens.com of a dog who steals a treat that is bigger than the house that he's got, one of those little dog houses. If you check it out, Warren, if you go online to DougStefan.com.
Honey, can't get it in?
They can't get it into the house.
That's funny. Those are funny.
That is very funny. Yeah. You ever see a dog walk with a large bone that can't get through a doorway?
Oh, yeah.
Or a stick.
Charlie does that all the time. Can't get the stick through the door.
It just happened to me last night when I was walking in there.
Warren Eckstein, the host of The Pet Show, is here for his daily visit. Actually, you could visit with us every day if you wanted to. I'd be happy to have you here every day. People love to talk about their pets and focus on how to handle them better. And oftentimes our experiences, I say ours meaning Richie or Roberto or Jennifer or me, are good fodder for conversation. So I wonder how many of you have had this experience. Charlotte, when she was about four, Warren, every once in a while will have, and at first I was really worried because I couldn't figure it out. She would have, I can't describe it other than sort of a spasm. She'd start to breathe heavily, and she would walk strangely and then fall down as if she was having some kind of a shock. She'd stay down for a few minutes. She'd breathe heavily for a few minutes. She'd get up. She'd be fine.
Yeah.
And that started when she was about four. It would happen intermittently, maybe once every four, five, 6 months. Last year, I can't remember it happening at all. This year, it's happened a couple of times. And I haven't asked our friend Bill about it. I don't know what that is.
Well, you know, there are certain breeds of dogs, like the bulldogs with the pushed-in faces, that are known to occasionally hyperventilate. So it would not be unusual when they get excited to hyperventilate.
Why would they get then? Okay, so I guess I understood that because then she starts to breathe heavily. But what's she thinking or looking at?
That's what's so fascinating about working with the field of animal behavior. That's what my entire life is trying to understand and figure out the whys and the wherefores. And sometimes we just can't. And the reason for that is our senses are so inhibited compared to our pets. We don't know certain smells, certain sounds that we might not even hear and know exist that may create anxiety.
Well, that would explain her looking around. She's oftentimes, like the other night, it was the middle of the night. And she comes into the bed, and I can feel her. She's shivering, and she comes in. She sticks her nose in my face, and she's breathing heavily, and she's shivering. And then she just squats on the bed, and then she gets up, and she's looking around like she's looking at something. I can't see, can't hear anything, but she's staring at this whatever it is.
Well, you know, my point exactly, and as eccentric and as crazy as this may sound, and heaven forbid I should ever be considered eccentric. When I was studying in Europe, there are documented cases about dogs seeing whatever, ghosts, whatever you want to call them,
really?
And reacting to them. Now, that may not be the case. You need to understand that very often people don't associate the fact that dogs have the capacity to think just like we do.
Yes.
Maybe a little different, but just like we do.
Yeah, no, they do.
Anxiety attacks are very, very very rarely brought on.
Okay, thank you.
But
man.
They're
that's
very rarely brought on by something that's happening in the moment. It's something that's triggered by something that may have happened 5 months ago, but then something sound or something whatever may trigger that reaction. But as long as she's waking up fine and her blood's fine, I know you have a top vet, I would not worry about
it. I have her checked every 6 months.
Yeah.
And her blood is fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
But
anxiety. Dogs have. Listen, Doug, she's living with you. Come on.
Yeah, no kidding.
She gets upset when I left. When I left yesterday, she gives me that same look. She just knows when she can't go. She just goes into her little dog bed, and she looks at me, and it's the most horrible thing. God bless us because we have Marie.
You know, I have the two biggest things, and I describe very often that dogs either are Jewish or went to Catholic school. They know how to give that guilt like anyone I have never met in my life. They really, really, really.
Yeah, really, you're right about that.
When I leave, the second biggest lie in the world is telling your dog you'll be right back when you leave the house. And so they do have anxiety, and a lot of the stray dog. I'm working with a dog. I'm doing a consultation today on a Tibetan Mastiff that has aggressive behavior. But it's all based on anxiety, and I'm going to work this dog down.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is that they do have anxiety attacks.
So there's not much we can do with Charlotte. We can't talk her out of it. We can't train her out of it. We can't help her out of it.
Unless you're going to put a brown bag over her nose and tell her to breathe slowly. What you're going to do? Doug.
No,
it's normal. You know, there are certain dogs that just have more anxiety. And I met Charlotte so many times. Very sensitive dog. That could be part of it too.
She is. She's a sweet, sensitive little girl. All right, Warren. Thank you for helping. That situation, a lot of people go through that. Warren Eckstein.